Scripture for today. From Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer. He didn't answer her at all. And his disciples came to him and they urged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But even though she heard him say that, still she came and she knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "You know, it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And Jesus looked at her and he answered her and he said, "Woman, great is your faith. So let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly as he spoke. What do you think of that? Huh? What was with Jesus? I thought you and I understood Jesus to be so loving and giving. And for that short time of ministry here on earth, he healed people. He healed people time and time again. Over and over. Because he knew that human beings understood what they can see, touch, and feel. They can believe in the miracle of God and the love of God if they saw that healing going forth. And here he is saying, "I only heal people from Israel." Was that the Jesus you and I know? When I read that scripture this morning, I thought, that man is making a point once again. Once again, making a point. Wanting to see how his men would react, maybe. Wanting to see how the woman would react. How did she react? She did not stop asking, did she? Over and over. "But Lord, you know, you can heal the people of Israel, but just let me have a crumb of a tiny bit of your power and your love, and it can heal my child." And it did. It healed the child. We ask for miracles today, didn't we? Children that are ill, children that are sick, children that have been miracles. We know what it's like to need and want and to be so sad when things aren't right and people are sick and ill and our good sisters ill, and we know that our God and our Lord will take care of them in some way, shape, or form. This Jesus, he sure had a way of doing things. It never could quite predict how he would handle the situation. A Canaanite woman. She's not from Israel. Why should I heal anybody else? See that open table up there? That's not the Jesus that he was portraying and acting like in the scripture. That open table says, you bring me your people. I don't care where they're from. Each of you is created by my Father God. You're from my Father God. You are my children, my brothers, my sisters. It does not matter where you are from. It does not matter anything else that makes a difference in human beings. Created by my Father, just as I was. Powerful. Powerful scripture. And I think, let's see, the scripture title, sermon title for today, Christ Will Bless Everyone. Reverend Pat lovingly chose that title, and I know she had all of her story all figured out and everything for you today, and just could not be here. But the title says it all. Christ will bless everyone. Everyone. So who are we not to celebrate? Celebrate that a creator God loves all peoples at all times in all ways. Celebrate your fellow human beings, my friends. And when they grieve, grieve with them. When they need prayer, pray. If you can donate, donate. All the things that we do as human beings to show our love to others. And keep your table open. When I stand up there as a minister, time and time again, and that's powerful too. It truly is. We're representing God. Not another human being. We're representing God who loves us, cares for us, and wants us to worship and be a part of all things. Powerful stuff, this scripture we read, these stories that Jesus has given us, that have been written down through the ages. Incredible things. I just take great joy when I read those scriptures and my mind starts going, I hope you do too. Think about the story when you go home. You think about how you'd like to have been that woman. Begging Jesus. Begging Jesus. And how he played a little game. See just how faithful she was. How much and how strongly she believed. And then he showed his men and he showed her. This is how you do it. This is how you love one another. Join me in prayer. Holy God, your words are powerful. The beauty of it is, I can read your scriptures, Father, and see it one way. And all of these brothers and sisters can see it a different way. And then we can have conversations and we can share with one another the good news that is in the Word. So we thank you for the scripture today. But thank you for Reverend Pat's title for the sermon, Christ Will Bless Everyone. We pray for her healing, and for her dedication as a servant. In Christ's name we pray, amen. At this time we go to our hymn of invitation. And that would sing and inviting anybody who wants to come forward and become a member of our church. All these kinds of things, this is your time to do that. Hymn of invitation is, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, verses 1 and 2. Please stand.